Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir b'siyata d'shmaya, where we saw flows mitorat Hashem, the union of bein harbayim. We saw that the yisod advarim was that the zman of bein harbayim, in principle, is all afternoon. That's the mechayiv. The mechayiv is the afternoon, and then there's various times that you're bringing the carbon, as we discussed in the previous year. And now we're going to go further. But this we can explain the Rashba. The Rashba in Pesachim Daf Nun Ches Amud Alef, see there, he writes that the Zman Musaf, it says B'yoyim, that's why we know it's all day. Mishnah Megillah Daf Chof, it's Kasher Kol Hayom, doesn't say B'boker. So that's not only La'acho, Achar HaTomid, it's not only to say that it comes after the Tomid, but rather it's a Zman Bifnei Atzmo of B'yoyim, that's also the Mashmos of Rashi Nun Ches Amud Alef, Divur Maschor B'Shmal. And what is this time? This time is from 5.5 hours until 6.5 hours. And Ayin Sham, that it says in the Gemara Brachas of Chavches, that if you daven Musaf after 7 hours, you're called a Pesheya, means after 6.5 hours, which is after the Zman of the carbon of Musaf, carbon of 5.5 to 6.5. That's the Rashba. But Taisis Yishanim, in Yuma of Chavav Amit Beis, writes that the Zman Musaf, who may have boiker la'achar atomit. Ayin Shem Adivrei Taisis Yishanim, he proves it from the fact that we find that the Tfilas Musaf is from B'tfilas Shalei Kamais in the first 3 hours. We see that in the Gemara, Ayin Sham. So this man of the Musaf, the Tosfos Shanim says, is in the morning, and the Kash is Lechaira, and Shitas HaTosfos. We have to ask the Kash of the Tosfos Shanim, how do we daven Lechatchila, Musaf in the morning, when it's not Bechlal, the time of the Karban Musaf? Meaning on the Rashba, to the Tosa Rashba. So how is it, according to the Rashba, that we're davening l'chadchila? We see in the Gemara that you daven Musaf in the morning. So he says, this man of the carbon, the Tosa Shanim says, this man of the carbon Musaf is in the morning. And that's why you can daven Musaf in the morning. However, the Rashba holds that this man of the carbon Musaf is 5.5 to 6.5 hours. So how are you davening l'chadchila Musaf in the morning? It's not the time of the Korban Musaf. We have a Lechoyer even Shtaka Kasha, and that is that we see in the Rambam, in the third parak of Echos Tefillah and Halacha Beis. Please listen to our series that Hashem has been so kind to allow us to give on the Rambam Echos Tefillah. So the Rambam says that Tefillas Mincha, Shuneget Tamit Shabbein Arbaim, should be at the time of the Tamit Shabbein Arbaim. And therefore, Lechatchila, it's only from 9.5 hours. And if so, Maishna Musaf and Shizmanam Hu B'Sheish. So why then is the Karban Musaf from 6 hours? Umikom kom yachul l'spal musaf l'fneichein. But you can daven Musaf before. Like we see Lehejeh B'Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Tefillah 3:5. Unlike Tfilas Mincha. The Rambam writes, Tfilas Musaf and Zman Achel Tfilas Hashachar at Sheva Shavs B'yom. Vom Spalachar Asa Sheva Shavs, Alfa Pisha Pasha Yotze Dei Chovasa. Nesh Zman Akol Ayoyim. So Musaf is Zman is after Shachris until 7 hours. And if you daven it after 7 hours, even though you're a posher, yotze de chovasa, nishizmana kol hayoyim. So you see that you can daven in the morning, zmana kol hayoyim. So how come mincha, you can only daven in the afternoon? And musaf, that the carbon is brought 5.5 to 6.5 hours, you can daven even before. And also we have a kasha, we see from the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah 3:2, Masha b'diyeved yeshna tefillas mincha b'sheishu mechtzo, the reason you can daven mincha from 6.5 is because, achen yesh zman shel sheishu mechtzo b'tmidim b'erev Pesach. Because in Erev Pesach, You're bringing the musaf, you're bringing the mincha at 6.5. The tamid shel bein arba'im. So since you're bringing the tamid shel bein arba'im at 6.5 at on Pesach, so mimela on a regular day you can also daven mincha at 6.5. So we see that otherwise even b'di'evad it wouldn't be a tefillah. So ma'ishna musaf shezmana kol hayoyim, like we see in the Mishnah Brachas Chaf Amid Aleph, the Mishnah Megillah Chaf Amid Beis, v'rak poishaya hu mishem espal achar sheva shoyis. Reba Mikdash, there was no time like this in the Musaf. And we see by Mincha that if it's not the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a tefillah. In other words, the whole tefillah's Mincha is predicated on this man, Akarbas Bein Arba'im. And Musaf isn't. It isn't predicated on this man, Akarbas on Musaf. So Maishna Musaf. We also have to understand Maishna, but Musaf Lacha Shah Shvi is Shu Poishaya. Kevin Sheikhir is man, Atfilah, Achor is man, Akarbas Karban Musaf. Why by Musaf? After 7 hours, is he called a Poshaya? Because he was Ma'acher. Because he brought it after the Musaf was normally brought. It was normally brought 5.5 to 6.5. So he's Ma'acher after that. He's a Poshaya. But we don't find like this by Mincha. Mincha we see, even though it's brought at 9.5, the Chatchili can daven Mincha after 9.5. Even though it's Acher, it's a man atomid. So Ma'ishnami Musaf. Va'kushyot. זועקות את לב השמיים, הרב הרב יישא. אז אנחנו מאוד רוצים להבין, להבחין בין קורבן תפילת מנחה וקורבן ותפילת מוסף. לפי דברינו, אפשר לומר, במה שכוסבו התויסס בברוכס, בדף חובוב, דיבר המעשר ליבוי, שאין תשלום לתפילת מוסף. There's no make-up for מוסף. Why? כיוון שאיך יקרו אז הקורבנויס וכבר עובר זמן מוסף. How are you going to read the קורבנויס? The time for מוסף is already past. It's not זמן מוסף anymore. Since it's not זמן מוסף, there's no makeup. You can't do it at night, you can't do it the next day. The זמן מוסף passed. אז עניינו נראה שבתפילת מוסף באה התפילה עצמה בקורבן מוסף, the תפילה itself is instead of the קורבן מוסף. בגדר הוא נשלמה, פורים, ספסינו. וכל שאין זה זמן הקורבן, אין מוקוים לקורבן, לא בקורבן עצמי, ולא בקורבן שישנו על ידי תפילת מוסף. וכל זה בתפילת מוסף, אבל שאר התפילות, שכנגד תמידים תקנו, אינו שהם בגדר הקרבת התמיד, כנתבאר לגבי תפילת המוסף, שרי לא הוזכר בהם כלל הקורבן. So that's all תפילת מוסף. In other words, תפילת מוסף is ממש a נשאר מפרם ספסנו, it's a substitute for the קורבן. But other תפילת, which are כנגד תמידים, is not that they're begeder hakrabas hatomit, like we have by Musaf. The other tefillahs are not begeder hakrabas hatomit. We don't even mention the tomit. Isn't that interesting? Even though shachris and mincha are connected to tmidim, we don't mention the tomit. Just as we do by tefillahs Musaf, when we talk about the Musaf. Mishum shareyu b'makom korban. Musaf's b'makom korban, but by shachris and mincha, we don't mention the korban. Because it's not mamish and makom karban. So what does it mean? Omer Rabbeinu, she'acharei she'atmidim hem avodah she'chasera ata, harei keneged zeh tiknu at avodat ha'tfilah la'ashlim velu b'me'at v'chisorin zeh shel ha'avodah she'ein lanu ota ata k'shebatla avodat ha'tmidim. What this means is that since the tmidim are an avoda that we are now lacking. So keneged this avoda that we're now lacking, they were mitaking the avoda of tefillah to fill in a, even in a small way, for this chisaron avoda that we lack now, kishabat la'avodas hatamidim. Now that we don't have the tamid, so we have a little bit of a substitute in the tefillah. Right, we have Avos Tikkunim. So it's not, it just happens to be the Avos made the Takana, but the Tefillah isn't in the Avos themselves. So Tefillahs Keneged Kodesh Tamidim Tikkunim. So it's not pshat that the Tefillahs Mamish Atamid, but it's Keneged. It corresponds to that. There's a little bit of Hashlama. And that's why Tosfos writes on Tashlumen, the Ein Bemus of Tashlumen. Mishim Shebesha'ara Tfilot, Harehen Omnam, Shekshavar Azman, Batel Ikar Adin, Shenetkan Azman Shal Tmidim, Aval Kevan, Shetfila Rachameninu, Yesh Bezet Tashlumen, Afa Pisha Eno Bezman Atomit. כמבואר עניין זה בסוגיה בדף חווה ועמד א', אבל אין זה עניין לתפילת המוסף, שהוא קרא הקוות הקורבן עצמו. So when it comes to the other tefillahs, so you're right, the Iker Din Tamidim no longer exists, that you can't bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim at night. But since tefillah is fundamentally rachamim, there's tashlumen. Tefillah is fundamentally a request for mercy, so there's Tashlumen. Mashenken, when it comes to the Korban Musaf, there's going to be no Tashlumen. Why is there no Tashlumen? Because the whole essence of the Tefillah is Korbandik. And if there's not Zman HaKorban anymore, then you can't bring the, you can't say the Tefillah. Azev Del Ben Tefillat Musaf, the Ben Shara Tefillot, which is a Dvar Mod Yisodi, שחייבים לדעת את זה. ולפי זה נראה. שבתפילת המנחה, שכנגד תמידים תקנו, עיקרו הוא שכנגד החיסורן של התמידים, שישנו אצלנו, תקנו את עבודת התפילה. וכיוון שהחיסרון הדרוש, השלמה, הרי הוא במה, שפועלו הקורבנות בעם ישראל, שזה ישנו לאחר ההקרבה שהיא בתשע ומחצה, שישת גמר ההקרבה, הרי מהייתי מקוסב הרמב״ם, שתלוי הדבר בתשע ומחצה, אף פי שתחילת עבודה הייתה בשמונה ומחצה. So according to this it would seem, that the tefillas mincha, which is connected to tamidim. What this means is, that corresponding to the chisaron of the tamidim that we have, they were metaka in the avodah of the tefillah. And since the chisaron, we lack the tamidim, the chisaron that requires filling in is that the karbanos, where Poel and Am Yisrael brought this great shefa to Am Yisrael. And when was this? After the Hakrova, when did the Shefa come? After the Hakrova, 9.5 hours, which is Shas Gemara Hakrova. So for this reason, the Rambam writes that it depends on 9.5. Even though the beginning of the Avodah was 8.5. But since the Gemara Avodah is 9.5, so that means the Shefa is coming at 9.5. So from 9.5, Davin. And that's why the Rambam says that if not for the fact that in Erev Pesach, Shchilas Erev Shabbos, they'd be Makkah, they'd be Shechet at 6.5, so Gam B'Dieved, it wouldn't be a Tefillah at 6.5. It's the Rambam we mentioned before. So there has to be some sort of basis in the carbon, the tamid, that it has to be at 6.5, so at least we have some sort of something to hold on to, something to connect to. Now, self. If this man atomit is from 6.5, so what does it matter about the befall? That befall there was a day they shechted it at 6.5. That's the time in principle of the carbon tomit. So what does it have to be that they befall shechted it at 6.5 on Erev Pesach? However, like we said, tefilas mincha is connected the fact that we lack the carbon. And if we wouldn't find shechita in the Beis Hamikdash from 6.5, so that would mean that at this time there is nothing lacking, because even Bizman HaMikdash there was no carbon then. And therefore, we see very well in the Rambam, Shelo ayah, there would be no place for a tefillah keneged tamidim at this time, even b'diavad, because again, what we're trying to do, it's not the matter of the time of the Karban Talmid, it's that we're filling in for what the Karban Talmid gave us. So from 6.5, we had Karban Talmid bringing down, we started bringing the Karban Talmid. So in the Mela, that allows us, b'diavad anyway, according to the Rambam, to daven mincha at 6.5, machlokas. Whether mincha gedolah is b'diavad or l'chatchil, the Rambam holds b'diavad. I'm personally a huge mincha gedolah guy. So there are other pilskim who say to daven mincha gedolah, but I don't feel good about it. I wish l'kulei alma was l'chatchil. In any event, so there has to be a b'foya, that in practice they brought the carbon, and now we're filling in for what the world is lacking. When they used to have the karbanos, now the tefillah is going to fill in, so we have the basis of the Erev Pesach at 6.5. Ayin sham b'lechem mishnah, lechem mishnah has the kasha, that maishna l'ini b'dievet, Rambam writes 6.5 is good, since on Erev Pesach it was nishchad at 6.5. Why do we go after baser's man shchita? Why don't go baser's man akorba like the tamid? In other words, the Rambam says that when it comes to the tamid, it's 9.5. We do the hakrova. We don't go by the shechita at 8.5. Ayin sham divrei alecha mishnah. But based on what we said, ikaro b'chisaron shel hakorban etzleinu. We're talking about what we lack by the karban. Sheyesh no chisaron ze la'achar ma shepa'ala hakrova. Dainu la'achar hakrova. Kol ze legabe lechatchile. Aval legabe b'dievid. שזוהי התפילה בשש ומחצה, הרי כלפי בדיעבד יש מקום תפילה גם כנגד תחילת ההקרבה, שהיא בשש ומחצה. ולכן שפי רזלינה בבדיעבד זה הבא שתחיל את ההקרבה שהיא בשש ומחצה. So in a lechatchila way, we view what we lack by the carbon. What do we lack by the carbon? We lack the shef of the carbon gave. What we gained by the carbon was after the hakrava. So memela, that's the lechatchila way of being metakein tefillah. But legabe b'diavad, we can even daven keneged the tchilas hakrava, the shchit at 6.5. So there's a difference between b'diavad and lechatchila. If it's lechatchila, so then go all the way, do it completely properly. Which is, when did we really lack, when do we most lack when do we most gain the benefit from the carbon at 9.5? So since that's when we both gain the benefit of the carbon, now we're missing out on that, so l'chatchila daven at 9.5. And what does 6.5 tell us? 6.5 tells us that, that is, there is some carbon then. You're right, it's not the gamre, it's not the gemar, but there is something to depend upon. So therefore, because there was a carbon brought at a certain time, at 6.5, in Erev Pesach, so mamela, that's enough to allow us b'dievid to daven at 6.5. But if there was no tamid at all, then we're not lacking anything. So you can't be metake in a tefillah. The Rambam says, if not for the carbon tamid at 6.5, we wouldn't have a tefillah at all. If not for the carbon tamid at 6.5, we wouldn't have a tefillah at all, because they need to connect it somehow to the tefillah. What we're lacking by the somehow to the carbon. What we lack by the carbon. So at least you have a 6.5, and that allows us, that's a basis to establish our tefillah. At least b'diavad, because they brought it then before on Erev Pesach. So that's all by Tfilas Mincha. But by Tfilas Musaf, as we explain, it's mamish in the Mahalach of Akrabas Karban Musaf. It's not mashlam. Oh, we lack the Shefa by the X, by the Karban. So in Mela we have Y, we have the Tfila. Now, by Musaf, it's we lack the Shefa of the X, so we say Karban Musaf, which is X. We say Tfilas Musaf, which is X. That's in the Mahalach of Akrabas Karban Musaf. That's why the emphasis in Musaf is it. Is in the actual carbon. Kivan shakorban ikaro lekiyum chovat hayom, bekorban zehu, we're mekayim lechovas hayom with this korban. And like we said before, where do you know that they bring the carbon by day? Because it says by yayim. So even though there's a mitzvah to do it, b'shal shishis, from the word b'yom. So b'yom, and we're told that the b'yom is like the Rashba says, 5.5 to 6.5 hours. That's when we bring the carbon. So that is klapei the gavra, the tzivui on the gavra. When are you supposed to do it before? You're supposed to do it 5.5 to 6.5. Like we saw in the previous shir, by Rabbi Shuvan Levi. In other words, before we tell the person to bring the, we tell the kohana to bring the tumet at 8.5. Aval ein ze inyan le takana shel tfilas musaf she'ein bas avodas hakarbonos. V'tiknu harabbanan rak kedei she'yiskayim hakarbonim din hayom b'dibur ze shel korbanos eilu. V'kevan shekiyum ze ein lo zman. V'chein shapo yochel yo lispal musaf kol hayom. Rak al ha'achras hakarba zu amru v'gemore she'poshehu mitzad ha'ichu. Aval b'hakdama leka lahay pshia. Kevan shemitzad ha'zman niskayim adobo b'chol zman shel hayom. לכן בדיעבד שפר אבי תפילה גם לאחר 7 שעות. ואין שפר מצלין לכתחילה בלבסור 3 שעות. ואין זה עניין לתפילת מנחה. כמובן דמי הייתה מנה משייני מנחה לאחר 9 ומחצה, ממוסף לאחר 7. וזה לאחר 7 להקיח הרי הקרובה. לכן אבל להתפשע. אבל מנחה לכתחילה זמן הוא אחרי הקרובה בכל זמן של קורבן תמיד. ולא למעשה הקרובה. בזמן זה עד הלילה. So from reading Ravenu right, what he means is as follows, that when it comes to the korban mutzuf, there's a din of b'yayim, that the korban mutzuf has to be brought in the day. When's the day? The day is all day. Just we tell you, like we saw Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that really you can bring the mincha, tamid shel bein arbayim, you can bring even after 8.5. Because in principle, the time is all afternoon. The time is already from 6.5. We just tell you that b'vifrat, the b'foal, should be at 8.5. But the mechayev of the of this of bringing it is the afternoon. So therefore, it could be brought all afternoon. What's the mechayev of carbon musaf? Yom. Since the mechayev of carbon musaf is yom, so memela, it could be brought all day, and the tefillah could be said all day. So we tell you, lechatchila, when to bring it, we say 5.5 to 6.5 hours. But the mechayiv is the biyayim. And since the mechayiv is the biyayim, and the tefillah is in b'mkom carbon, so memela, the tefillah can be all day. And therefore we see in the Gemara that they daven mincha musaf after 3 hours, even though it's before the hakrabas carbon musaf. Because the mechayiv is the yom. Just if you do it after 7 hours or after 6.5 hours, like the Rashba says, and then he's already posher, then he's already being lazy, because it's bimkom hakrava, and the hakrava is before that, so he shouldn't be ma'achir the 7 shows. But the evidence is still fine, because the mechayiv is the yom, so it could be all day. But by mincha, we say lechatchila, the time is after the hakrava. B'chol azman shel korban tamid. In other words, when do we get the shefa from the korban mincha? From 9.5 hours. That's when it comes. And even afterwards, you can daven at 9:45. You can daven 10, 10.5, because that's all the zman hakrava. We're not talking about the ma'isa hakrava. Ma'isa hakrava is at 8.5. The Zman HaKrava is even afterwards. I mean, the Ma'aseh HaKrava is at 9.5. But the Ma'aseh HaKrava start 8.5 and then 9.5. Shechita and then HaKrava. But the Zman is even afterwards. Since the Zman is even afterwards, you can daven the Lechatchila even afterwards. So by mincha, the din is it's a hashlama of the carbon. So therefore, the kol zman you can bring the carbon from 9 and a half, they would bring it befoal, and then afterwards they could also bring it lechatchila. So then you have the tefillah. But by mincha, but by musaf, when you're saying the tefillah, so this is to be mekayim the din hayoyim. It's mamish instead of, like we said, it's instead of the carbon itself. And the mechayev is of the carbon itself is yom. So when it comes to akrava, there's a different thing. When it comes to akrava, we say to do it at a specific time, 5 and a half, 6 and a half hours. But when it comes to the tefillah, since the mechayev is the yom, so lechatchila could be all day, or at least until you bring the musaf. Even then, b'diavad, it's okay afterwards, after they would bring the carbon musaf, because it's a mechayev of hayom. Just lechatchila, don't be lazy. Don't bring it too late. But you can bring it earlier. Because by Musaf, the din dibur that Chazal said is to be Makayim Nahayom. Again, says Rabbeinu, V'kol zeh b'tfilas mincha, aval b'tfilas Musaf, harei b'mahal shel akrabas karban Musaf. Musaf is in the mahal of b'makar of the Musaf. Harei kevin shah karban ikor l'kiyum choves hayom b'karban zeh. Since the karban is primarily to be Makayim l'choves hayoim, that's why you bring the karban. Shekin alukiyum b'zman shel hayoim, it's a fulfillment in the time of the yom, which she'eino tali b'shazu azu, it's not tali in any specific time. When you bring the carbon, it's mimakayim chiyuv hayom. And the dibur also, re'afa p'sheish mitzvah la'asos b'shazu shishis me'akrad b'yom, even though we have a mitzvah to do it. And the 6th hour is mitzvah yirak, zu yirak klapi atzivu le'gavra. That's only klapi le'gavra that was said about avodas ha'karbonos mamish when he's bringing the carbon. Like we see by 8 and a half by Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's a chiyuv and le'gavra to do it at 8 and a half, even though it's a mechayiv of all afternoon. But this has nothing to do with the tefillah of Musaf. When you're not actually bringing the carbon, for the Kenur Rabbanan, why do the rabbis say the same Musaf? Why am I kind of din of the day? The Machayiv is the day, so do it all day. This kim has no time. Musaf all day. Only if you do it later, then you're a pesheya. Aval b'hakadam, if you do it earlier, there's no pesheya. There's no pesheya, and there's a mechayev of hayom. That's the takanas chom. Takanas chom say musaf is to be mekayim the takanas hayoim of the carbon musaf. Okay, and that's all day. Kim shem mitzad hazman is kam adar ruchol hazman shel hayom. Since mitzad hazman, it's miskayim it all day. Therefore, b'diavad shapir avi tefila gam lachar sheva shos. Even b'diavad, it works after 7 hours. And also, you can daven, like we see in the Gemara, after 3 hours. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah. There's nothing to do with mincha, but if you bring the musaf, if you say musaf after 7 hours, so it's like being ma'achar the hakrav after 7 hours. You're ma'achar the hakrav after 7 hours, you're a pesheya. But if you're ma'achar mincha after 9 and a half, you're not a pesheya because it's not mamish bringing the carbon. Here, it's a substitute for the carbon. So since it's a substitute for the carbon by Tfilas Musaf, so we say that don't bring it after, don't say it after 7 hours, because then you bring the carbon after 7 hours. But again, you can do it earlier. We don't want you to do it later because then you're being lazy. But you could do it earlier because this takana was to be mekayim the din hayoyim of the carbon. And you're mekayim the din hayoyim of the carbon even if you say it earlier. But by mincha, where it's not mamish like bringing the carbons, you can do it even after 9 and a half. It's connected the carbon, so it starts at 9 and a half, but you can even do it afterwards, because it's not mamish bringing the carbon. Here, it's mamish a carbon. The only thing is, it's a carbon, not mamish a carbon, but it's enough of a carbon that like we said, that there's no tashlumin. Why is there no tashlumin? There's no tashlumin because the whole tefillah is connected to carbon. The whole tefillah is carbon-dick. And therefore, there's no carbon in the next time zone. So you can't say it anymore. But when you do say it, it's much more, instead of the carbon, a substitute for the carbon than mincha is. Mincha corresponds to the carbon. We're lacking something in the world, so we say the tefillah instead. But this is considered akrabas a carbon. Therefore, don't do it after 7 lechatchila. But why can you do it earlier? Because you're mekayim the chiyuv hayom of the carbon. The hayom of the carbon is all day. That's the mechayiv all day. Just before, when you're actually bringing the carbon, they said to do it at a specific time, 5 and a half to 6 and a half. But when you say the tefillah can be done all day. Or at least not in a lazy way, not after 7 hours, but it could be done earlier. Because you're mechayim the hayom. Because that's what the mechayiv of the carbon. And this is instead of the carbon. Whereas by mincha, when you're davening mincha, it's not considered hakrabas atamid. So you can do it even after 9.5. It starts with the kohel hakrava because it's keneged hakrava, so it starts at 9.5. You can even do it afterwards, lechatchila. But here where it's mamash hakrava, but it's only b'diavad to do it after the 7 hours. Lechatchila do when you're doing being makriv. Otherwise, you're being lazy. But you could do it earlier because you're mekayim the hayom, the mechayiv of hayom. So with this, we can explain the stiras that we saw in the first year, and hopefully we will see in the flow of Mitaratz Hashem Yisbarach. Please stay tuned, and I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.